So you want to know? Welcome to the Swana Know podcast. I am your host, Annelisa Swana, but I'm not alone. Hello, Kelly Kells.
Hello, Annie. Happy to be sharing the mic with you.
Join us every week as we explore extraordinary stories of triumph, resilience, and anything you want to know. Today, we're exploring a trend that's taken social media by storm, the Get Ready With Me or hashtag GRWM phenomenon.
Whether you're scrolling through TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, you will definitely stumble upon these fascinating videos where creators invite us into their personal routines, showing us everything from makeup transformation to outfit choices.
From its humble beginnings to its current status as a cultural touchstone, we're about to unravel why these getting ready rituals have captured our collective imagination. Why do we love Get Ready With Me so much?
I don't know, but they are so entertaining to watch.
They really are.
I love when they take us through things, you know? It's like this process that you can't stop watching. I think that's probably why we're so hooked, because we want to see what's coming next.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You want to see how this is going to turn out.
Yes.
Whether it's a makeup one or it's an outfit choice one, it's like, okay, they chose that white t-shirt. How is it going to go with that green?
Yes.
And I think also those videos they're relatable.
Yes.
It's relatable content.
It is.
Who does not love content that you can relate to? We all battle at times with not knowing what to wear. What am I going to wear?
Finding outfit inspo.
Yeah.
Finding makeup inspo. And I love that they've Get Ready With Me has evolved so much.
Yes.
So they take us through this morning routine almost. Mm-hmm. And then we get to see your earrings. We get to see their perfume.
Yeah.
And it's so much more now than just a makeup video or an outfit video now. It's like...
Yes.
Like, you want to see...
You know, they've become so popular even with weddings.
Oh, yes.
Like, it's my wedding day. Get ready with me.
I know. Where do they find the time?
Where do they find the time? It's so stressful. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to walk down the aisle in the next 15 minutes. But I have to squeeze in a get ready with me.
Yes, and then it's changing angles all the time. And I'm like, okay.
But I think maybe... because it's a thing now.
Yeah.
It just becomes part of your routine.
Yeah, and I'm sure they probably plan in advance for it as well. And I also think a lot of those bigger influencers who do things like that on these special occasions probably have a team behind them that are helping them on the day with all of those things too.
Which is very true.
But no, this Get Ready With Me thing has become an online craze, hey?
It has.
Do you know that on TikTok alone, there's over 13.3 million posts with the Get Ready With Me, the GRWM hashtag, which is insane. And that's only on TikTok.
I believe it. But to think that Get Ready With Me started on YouTube.
I know. It's actually so crazy. Because if I think back now, I used to watch a lot of YouTube fashion videos, but I don't go there for fashion videos anymore.
True.
Yeah.
It's all moved to TikTok.
Yeah. And Instagram is actually still quite popular with the Get Ready With Me also. But
they are.
Fashion talk has taken the world by storm.
They have. Do you foresee these videos evolving? So it started with makeup. Now we are there with our outfits. Do you foresee them evolving into something else?
I think they've already kind of evolved a little bit. Because I've seen a lot of people do, you know, the day in the life vlog style stuff. So then they always include this Get Ready With Me in their daily life vlog. So it's like, okay, I've woken up now. Let's go brush my teeth. And then I get out the shower and then do my makeup, do my skincare routine, do my... do my hair, add my perfume, put my outfit on, pack my bag, And then it's like they give you this whole get ready yes. with me, and then they leave the house, and then they're still taking you with them with them on their day. So I think it has evolved a little bit already, and it's nice to watch.
It's nice to watch
what you're getting up to in your day.
You see why reality television is so popular.
Yeah,
it's nice watching other people do the normal stuff. Yes. Like, okay. Now I'm thinking, like, you know generations, right?
Yes.
So there's always this thing in TV where they'll pour juice and then this in a hurry because they're acting here.
Oh, yeah,
we're
yeah,
in
yeah.
a hurry to get to the office. They take the juice and, like, it's like a sip. What? And then they go and then they leave it. So that's not relatable. That's not it's how not, we yeah. do every day. Yeah. But now when you watch content yeah. creators do it, it's like, no, this is a normal yeah. person's morning.
But I think I have also found that there can be influencers who I think have made it big who can be a little bit out of touch with reality.
Get
where
you.
Their life is so extravagant and glamorous these days that they... And I think it's also because what annoys me a little bit about it is I followed you for a certain...
type of content.
Yes. Yeah. Like, there's this girl. I remember that video that we watched of the girl stocking her car.
Yes, yes.
So, I love
Evolution
her
of Gedrudius Mies.
I love her content. Mm-hmm. But recently, she's like made it big now, hey? And now everything is like this luxury yeah. brands everywhere, and it's Gucci sure. here, and it's Chanel there, and Dior there. And I'm like, I love that for you. I love that you are this girl where you... This is your lifestyle yeah, now. But yeah. I'm also like, it's so out of touch with reality where you are unboxing this luxury you. Car and then stocking your car. Who stocks their car?
It's a new thing.
And then it's like you're stocking with all these luxury products, like your Stanley cup and your Dior skincare, your Chanel sunscreen and your... And I'm like, okay, now... Where are we now with all of these things that you don't need in the car? Why do we have the car version?
I think it's the evolution, Kelly. Like, get ready with me to go on my Polo Vivo.
Yes.
We're doing it. We putting our tissues right there.
Okay,
at the back. You know that. No?
I know those tissues at the back.
Like, I'm sneezing here while driving, but my tissues are there. Can I get a tissue? I'm alone in the car, I'm sneezing, but I put my tissues. Where did I put them? At the back. So
why is that a thing?
I don't know. A lot of people, I don't know why that's a thing. Like, I'll see a car, like, why are your tissues sitting here? Who's going to use them?
It makes no sense, actually.
I think it's part of the evolution where now yeah. we are going to do things with our cars. Like, we're moving from makeup to outfits yeah. to our cars. I don't know. Maybe that's the new thing.
Maybe.
But brands have utilized Get Ready With Me so much.
They really, really have.
Now, like, there's a girl. She does a lot of Get Ready With Me's. Now, I see some of her content is sponsored.
Oh, yeah. It was always going to happen.
It's like, take our pants.
Yeah.
Take our blouses now. Yeah, we've seen your wardrobe, but advertise our wardrobe.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but for some reason, you can see the outfits being worn by models or in a mannequin.
Mm.
But it's different when, okay, now this influencer, content creator, is putting on this jacket. Okay.
Yes.
Actually, and they incorporate it to their daily lives.
Yeah.
Now you kind of see that, okay, I can wear this to work.
Yeah.
Okay, I can wear it when I'm going here. You have an idea how you can utilize a
yes.
certain item, which is good, man.
It is nice as well to see, because like you're saying, you always used to see it on models and stuff. And it's also so nice to see different creators of different shapes and sizes
yeah.
and whatever also doing these Get Ready With Me's, because I'm a petite woman.
Yes.
And it's often hard to find
a mannequin.
Like a mannequin or a model or whatever, you know? Exactly.
No, they, yeah. Yeah. No, that's true.
So like, It's so nice yeah. to find more people who, because online you are bound to find someone who's the same skin tone as you, has the same hair texture as you,
true.
Has a similar body type to you or true. Whatever. And then it's a lot more relatable than seeing the mannequin in the shop or seeing a model on the advertising yes. and whatever. So it's, like, I
love them.
It. Yeah.
I love them. There's that girl, Ua Morangi. Do you know her?
Yes. We were watching her videos last time. She frustrates me so much.
She is a frustrating young woman.
Oh, my goodness.
Who will wear her pants, her shorts, her
all
dress, her
time.
Jacket, no, her tie.
No, a tie. Hey, she'll always... There's always like, ooh, can I put a tie on with this? She's always looking for an opportunity to wear a tie.
And some of her content now is sponsored.
Yeah, well, she does have over 300,000 followers.
She does. But I love how she would write in the caption, trust the process.
Yo, and we really have to trust the process with her, hey? Because, wow. And then I'm like, you are layering so many things.
Wasting water and washing powder.
Okay, so we've now got the jacket. And another jacket and the jersey. And we are layering on top of each other.
Yeah.
Is it hot outside for you to be wearing all these layers?
But I love her. Because her outfits, they don't make sense at the beginning.
You're
like, what are you doing? Why? Those two things do not go together.
Mm-mm.
Even the color combination is off. Why are you putting them together? But at the end of the video, you're like, no, I see. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see it.
At the end of it, you're like, okay, I kind of like this.
Wear my dresses, wear my pants, yeah. wear my shorts, bring it here.
Could never be me, though.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I will never, I can't.
I don't have the patience. I really don't. I struggle a lot. So what I've done now is I would have an outfit ready the night before.
Okay.
So I'd be like, no, I'm wearing those jeans. That t-shirt and that jacket. That's what I'm doing tomorrow. Because
so do you do this every day?
I try to. Okay. I've tried to discipline myself because I struggle a lot and it makes me late. And now I have kids. I don't have time to be late. I would take down everything from my cupboard because I'd wear something. I'm like, no, it's not fitting me the way that I envisioned. So it's not working. What else do I have in there? And... No, man, I'll end up looking so lame.
I get that, too, because it's like you have this outfit in your mind and then you don't know. It looks perfect in your mind. And then when it's on your body, then you're just not happy with it. And then you change. And then eventually you're just like, let me just go with the jeans and the t-shirt. And then you don't feel like you wanted to put more effort into your look. You wanted to put this like fancy outfit together and whatever. And then when it just does not happen on your body like it was happening in your head, then it's like, ugh, let me just go back to the basic jeans and tee.
And you don't look as fabulous as you wanted to. So I think that's why we love Get Ready with Me so much, because we can relate to it. And for some reason, Kelly, you wore that dress on a particular occasion.
Yes.
And the reason why you're going back to it, it's because you know you looked great in it. But for some reason, you're wearing it today and no, man, I am not feeling you.
Yeah.
You're not sitting the way I want you to sit. So, yeah.
Do you know what I also really like about Get Ready With Me is the sometimes they style items that's like old in their closet and then you still have something similar in your closet and you don't know how to style it anymore. And then it's like, oh my word, I forgot that I have something similar that I can wear now because I now have inspiration for how to wear it again. And I also like the interactiveness where sometimes they'll be like, oh, should I wear these shoes or should I wear these shoes?
Yes.
Or which earrings go better? Do we do gold jewelry or silver jewelry today? You know, it's like they're inviting you to
Yeah, you're reminding me of a woman on, it was on TikTok or Instagram, I'm not sure, but she was going to her son's wedding, and they had been asked, all the guests had been asked to wear black, and she's like, guys, I can't do this, I am old. Black to a wedding, it's fine, this is what you want, but I don't know how I can wear black to a wedding. And she would buy these dresses and put it on her, I don't know which social media platform it was, and ask people, am I going to a wedding or am I going to a funeral? And people were engaging.
Yeah.
They were engaging and they were like, no.
People love to give their
opinions. Wear this dress. It fits like a mother of the groom dress. Put these accessories, wear this type of shoe. And she got her outfit.
Yeah, it's so nice also, like, when you do it in advance for something, because then it's like people are giving you advice and you can be like, oh, I didn't think of
you
that.
You have a whole community and we in this together.
And
you're
we want to see the end result.
We do. We are if so you don't invested.
Show us, oh my we gosh. Are mad at you. We'll be like, okay, where's the content?
Like with Ua's videos.
Oh, yeah.
She frustrates me. But at the end of the day, I'll be like, no, I didn't see her outfit today. What did she do?
Yeah.
I am going. And I will stay. I will trust the process, as she has said. I will trust the process because I want to see how is this thing going to end up.
Yeah.
So, Kels, are we doing a get ready with me to go to studio video?
Okay. Let's do like a get ready with us for the Swan and Oak podcast. Join us in studio.
Yeah. We do the
come
whole
with us,
shebang.
You know? Yeah.
We put it's in like our headphones
day
on.
Day in the life with Swan and Oak. Moving on to your gig guide for this week. The SA Air Force Museum in Gqeberha will host a family fun day on Saturday the 31st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy a flight simulator experience for only $30 for 15 minutes. There will be delicious food and drinks on sale, while the youngsters can enjoy themselves on the jumping castle and have their face painted for only 20 rand. Entrance is by donation. This September holiday, PMADS proudly presents a family fundraiser party show featuring Kids Rock. This will take place at 2 p.m. on September the 21st at Lahr School, Newton Park. Tickets cost 100 rand. For more events happening this month, check out the Nelson Mandela Bay gig guide at yourweekender.co.za.
That's all we have for you today. So wanna know more? Tune in again next week. But until then, stay inspired.
And stay motivated.
Bye, Kelly Kels.
Goodbye, Annie.